Good morning. From the newsroom of the Financial Times, today is Friday, March 1st, and this is your FT News Briefing. Today, Tesla chief executive Elon Musk announces a $9,000 price cut for the Model 3, retailer Gap reveals plans to split itself in two, HBO chief executive Richard Plepler is leaving the network after almost three decades, and Israel's attorney general intends to indict Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu on corruption charges. Then the FT's Hannah Kuchler tells us about the U.S. biotech startup that's raising money for research into ending genetic diseases. I'm Eric Krepke, and here's the news you need to start your day. Tesla chief executive Elon Musk achieved a long-held goal for the first mass-market car on Thursday. He announced a version of the Tesla Model 3 at $35,000. That's $9,000 less than the previous lowest price for the vehicle. The price cut was seen as an essential part of reaching the level of sales that Mr. Musk had promised his investors. He wants to sell 1 million vehicles a year. But the prospect of rapid price cuts and the damage they could inflict on profit margins has also left investors on edge. To offset some of the impact from the price cuts, Tesla said it would cut costs by shifting all of its sales to online. That would save the company about 6% on each vehicle, according to a blog post by Mr. Musk. Tesla said it would maintain a small number of its stores as galleries, showcases, and Tesla information centers. Earlier this year, Tesla trimmed $2,000 from the price of all its vehicles. The prospect of deeper price cuts have hung over the company's share price since then. HBO's chief executive Richard Plepler is leaving the network after nearly three decades. It's the first big management shakeup after the court approval for the takeover of HBO's Time Warner parent by AT&T. The 59-year-old Mr. Plepler has been an influential industry figure, and he's credited with guiding HBO at a time of tumult in the media business. He was concerned that HBO's autonomy would be threatened under the new ownership of AT&T. Earlier this week, a federal court approved AT&T's purchase of Time Warner. It was an upset to the Trump administration, which tried to block the deal. Mr. Plepler's announcement follows reports that AT&T is considering merging HBO with its Turner Entertainment unit. Clothing company Gap has laid down plans to split itself in two. The flagship brand, once synonymous with all-American style, plans to separate its better-performing Old Navy division from the rest of the group. Gap, Banana Republic, and several other brands will stay in the remaining company, which will be renamed after the split. Gap's brand has fallen out of favor, as shoppers have defected to trendier rivals such as H&M, Zara, and Uniqlo. The rise of e-commerce has also added pressure. The company has shaken up its management and changed its product offering in an effort to revive its fortunes, but financial results have been underwhelming. Figures on Thursday showed like-for-like sales at the Gap unit dropped 5% last year, and about 230 Gap stores are to be closed in the next 2 years. Shares in the retailer jumped 25% on news of the split. And just weeks before Israel's elections, the country's attorney general said he intends to indict Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu on corruption charges. The moves stem from a series of investigations, including a probe into Mr. Netanyahu's relationship with Israeli media and telecoms barons. Mr. Netanyahu allegedly sought positive media coverage and granted regulatory favors in exchange. Mr. Netanyahu also allegedly did other favors in exchange for bribes. Police looked into his ties with wealthy businessmen and documented Mr. Netanyahu and his wife's taste for pink Dom Perignon champagne and Cuban Partagas cigars. Mr. Netanyahu denies the accusations. But the threatened indictments could upend the national elections, which are set to take place on April 9th. The prime minister has weeks or months to present a defense, depending on whether he's granted an extension. Mr. Netanyahu addressed the nation on Thursday, describing the accusations as a conspiracy by Israel's left-wing politicians.
Our opposition knows they cannot beat us in the ballot box. So for the last 3 years, they have started a political campaign to attack us, a witch hunt.
Opinion polls taken before this week suggested Mr. Netanyahu, already one of the country's longer-serving leaders, is likely to be able to bring together a right-wing coalition for a fifth term as prime minister. But the attorney general's decision may cause likely coalition parties to deny the partnership. And here's a closer look at a story we're following. Biotech startups are on the front lines of developing new treatments and medications. And on Thursday, Maze Therapeutics, founded by some of the world's top genetic experts, said it had raised almost $200 million to do new research into genetic diseases. The FT's U.S. pharma and biotech correspondent Hannah Kushler explains what that research might mean.
Maze is working on what's a really interesting and difficult problem, which is that some people might have exactly the same genes that we know cause a certain disease, but they will exhibit it differently. So one person might suffer really badly from the disease and their brother will only get some symptoms or none at all. And they think that if we examine this more closely, we'll be able to tell what the gene modifiers are, and that by learning about those, they can develop medicines that kind of replicate how the body uses those gene modifiers to help people who are suffering really badly.
Why is this research happening now? Why wasn't it possible before?
It's a really interesting time for genetics-based biotech companies because you basically have this wealth of data that you never had before. It's getting easier and cheaper to sequence whole genomes. And there are actually like public databases. In fact, the UK has one of the biggest ones, the UK Biobank, that these companies can use for their research. If you combine that with advances in computing power and, you know, cloud computing services that just make it so much easier to crunch these numbers, plus open source machine learning techniques, you actually get to a point where everyone's quite excited about the promise, which is still a promise, of using data like this in drug discovery.
And where's the money for this research coming from?
So they raised almost $200 million from a bunch of venture capitalists, including Third Rock Ventures, which is kind of a specialist in the biotech space, and they kind of incubate new companies. So they've actually been developing this company for the last couple of years before it's kind of been announced officially as its own independent company. And there's also input from Google Ventures, which is now called GV and is a huge funder in the life sciences space.
We've also seen kind of a pattern of big drug companies, pharmaceutical companies, buying up these kinds of biotech startups. Do you think Maze will be a target for that sort of thing in the future?
Maybe in the future. I mean, at the moment, it's very early stage. They're just planning 3 trials in different clinical areas, including oncology and renal areas, diseases. So it'd be a bit further on normally when they have something that looks closer to the trial stage where you're going to try it in humans and see whether it works. But you're right that it's been an absolutely huge, you know, M&A trend in the last couple of months where we have, you know, pharma companies that are doing less of their R&D in-house and are looking to these biotech companies to pick up the most promising drugs.
You can read more on all of these stories at FT.com. This has been your daily FT News Briefing. Make sure you check back on Monday for all the latest business news. The FT News Briefing is produced by Fiona Simon, Amy Keen, and me, Eric Krupke. Our editor is Amelia Mahasik. Robert Shrimsley is editorial director for the Financial Times.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has experienced teams who can craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex. Real wealth requires real solutions. Connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com.
The latest episode of The Next 5 podcast is out now, and it's all about AI and creativity. I speak to Doug Eck, Senior Research Director at Google DeepMind.
Creativity is part and parcel of humanity.
YouTube creator Danny Vidari.
AI can give us humans new ideas.
And Neil Maiden, Professor of Digital Creativity at City University London.
AI creates a lot of opportunities. I think it's a great leveler.
Listen to the full episode of The Next 5 wherever you get your podcasts. Enjoy.